It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
In this sixth episode of the series, Reclaiming Forgiveness, we again begin with a question. How do you experience relief, even healing, from the unpleasant emotions and burdens that flow from a damaged relationship? Many therapies are proposed. Perhaps one of the most dangerous of them is just forgive and get on with the rest of your life. As pointed out in earlier podcasts, this approach is not forgiveness at all. It's a sham that alienates you and misrepresents God. As stated earlier, forgiveness is the process of rebuilding a broken or damaged relationship. Its goal is reconciliation between those who have been estranged. In the previous podcast, we introduced the therapy or the way of healing even when forgiveness has not taken place, or perhaps even when it can never take place. That way of healing is love, in Greek, agape. That is a love that finds its source in God and is modeled by God. Dan Ellender puts it well when he writes that, quote, bold love is courageously setting aside our personal agenda to move humbly into the world of others with their well-being in view, willing to risk further pain in our souls in order to be an aroma of life to some and an aroma of death to others, end quote. Here's another fundamental of this agape love. Love is proactive, not reactive. Let me try to explain what I mean by that. Reaction is natural for us. If a person hits you, the natural reaction is either flight or fight. That is, to run away or to hit back. That's our reaction to the other person's action. When a person offends you, the normal or human response is to react in kind. For instance, if a person yells at you, the inclination is to yell back. It may be obvious, but it needs to be stated. A reaction reacts to the action of the other person. In other words, the other person's action is the cause of your reaction. And that means that every reaction is scripted or controlled by the action of the other person. It is not your script, it is the other person's script. How can we avoid this vicious cycle of action-reaction? Well, love empowers you and me to act differently. Love enables you to be the initiator of a new and different kind of action, and that's what I'm calling proactive. So in our examples, if a person yells at you, the proaction of love is to respond with kind words. Proverbs 15, verse 1 reflects on this principle. There we read, a gentle or a tender or a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. If a person hits you, the proaction of love is to act in a new and different kind of way, not to react, not to retaliate. This proaction of agape love does not come naturally to us. And what does it look like? Jesus says to his followers, that includes us, love your enemies. Do these words have a real and practical impact on you? Take a look at the broader context of Luke 6, verses 20 to 49, which is Luke's synopsis of the Sermon on the Mount material. Here's what Jesus says in Luke 6, verses 27 to 28. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. First, Jesus makes a general statement, love your enemies. Then he tells us how we do that in deed, in word, and in thought. First, he says, do good to those who hate you. So when you have an opportunity of doing something towards someone who hates you, your enemy, do good. When you have an opportunity of saying something to or about someone who says negative and destructive things about you, you bless or say positive things about them. When you find yourselves thinking negatively or bitterly about those who have mistreated you, Jesus advises that we should pray for them. In our thinking about others, we can find ourselves getting angry or reactive about someone who has done us wrong. If so, begin praying for that person. Praying as an act of love is proactive, displacing the anger or bitterness you are beginning to feel over an injustice. But you say, where do I get the ability to do that? Again, in the previous podcast, we mentioned that as you are attracted to God who is love, you have a choice to make. You either withdraw or you draw closer. James 4 verse 8 says this, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." If you withdraw from Him, you will continue on your old course. If you draw closer, attitudes and other things change as you are aligned more and more closely with the heart of God, who reveals Himself as Jesus Christ. You begin to realize that this is not your love, but God's love through you, as demonstrated in our Lord. What has this got to do with forgiveness, you ask? Some teach wrongly that you must forgive an offender when that offender is not repentant or remorseful. What an additional and cruel burden that heaps upon the victim of an offense. Again, forgiveness is God's process of rebuilding a damaged or broken relationship. When the time comes for forgiveness to be exercised properly, biblically, forgiveness releases the offender from his or her offense. The dynamic of love is different. Love releases the victim, the offended party. Let me repeat that. Biblical forgiveness releases the offender. God's love releases the offended. Love aligns the victim with the character and purposes of God. Love empowers the victim to experience the character and purposes of God and treat the offender accordingly. In this way, the crushing and destructive burdens of disappointment, rejection, abandonment, ridicule, humiliation, betrayal, deception, and abuse begin to fade as you are drawn closer and closer to the heart of God revealed as Jesus Christ. This proaction of loving is the way of healing.
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.